Okay. I want to speak about a well-known question. It's a question that I think is very interesting and very important, and it's one that very much relates not only to Parshas B'chukosai, when we speak about the importance in the beginning of the Parsha of Talmud Torah, but also something which hopefully can give us some insight into Shavuos and give us some insight as we prepare to be Mekabel Torah Be'ezra Hashem in a little over a week or so. The Torah tells the beginning of the Parsha B'chukosai Teilechu, if you follow in the ways of my chukim. And Rashi famously darshans from Chazal in B'chukosai Teilechu that a person should be amel b'Torah, that a person should work hard and be diligent and learn their Torah with a certain amount of rigor. We spoke in a previous year about how we see Shetiyu amelim b'Torah in B'chukosai Teilechu. How do I know from B'chukosai Teilechu to follow in the ways, to walk in the ways of my statutes, to walk in the ways of my chukim? How do we see from there that a person is supposed to learn ba'amelas? And we quoted, at least then, a couple of different insights in terms of from the Or HaChaim, from the Baba Terebi, and from Rifutner. But I would love to suggest today two additional perspectives. How do you see in B'chukosai Teilechu a reference to the need to learn Torah ba'amelas? So the first is a very beautiful insight that the Aruch HaShulchan had in one of his drashas, where he pointed out that the word which really puts us in a certain direction is the word Teilechu, to walk. Typically, when it comes to chukim, when it comes to those tzivuyim, those commandments that we have in the Ribono Shel Olam, we're told shmor to guard, lishmor sachukim ha'ela, to guard and to protect the chukim. Because with most mitzvos that we get, our primary job is to protect them, to keep them where they are, to keep them rock solid. In every generation, they're fundamentally the exact same. And our goal is to protect them. Said the Aruch HaShulchan, the word teilechu, the word to walk, connotes movement from one place to another place. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that is only found in Talmud Torah. That in Talmud Torah, Torah is given over with a koach achidish. Now when it comes to Torah, the goal is not only to keep Torah the way that it is, the way that it's always been, but rather to be mechadish in the world of Torah, to have Torah move from one place to the next. Obviously within certain parameters and obviously in a certain way, but at least the Teilechu says the Aruch HaShulchan connotes the chiddush of Torah, that Torah is supposed to always, always have a certain kind of excitement and a certain kind of movement. Some of those Kalim and Shulchan Aruch pointed out in an additional context, which is the Birchas HaTorah that we recite every single day. We end the recitation of Birchas HaTorah by saying, no Sein HaTorah, that God gives Torah. As the Taz points out in Aruch Chaim and Siman Mem Zayin, the Torah Chaim B'Metzia and Daf Pehei, what you find is interesting, because I would have thought that really Nasan HaTorah, that God gave us the Torah already. Why no Sein HaTorah, that God continues to give us Torah? So it's the same Yisod, because the Torah is Teilechu, the Torah moves. And the Torah, every single day, there are new Chidushim. So in a certain sense, it's as if the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't just give us the Torah at Matan Torah, give us the Torah on Shavuos, but all the time there's like a new Kabbalah HaTorah. All the time, there's a new revelation. We understand new reasons. We understand new things that are going on. So suggests the Taz. And I think, again, it fits very nicely with the Aruch HaShulchan, the first Mahalach, in B'chukosai Teilechu. How do I see it's a reference to Talmud Torah? Because most chukim, we protect. Talmud Torah, Teilechu. Talmud Torah moves from place to place, a certain koach ha-chiddush. There is a second idea. It's an idea which I didn't know, but it must be well known because it's quoted in a bunch of places, and that is an insight of the Ragachever. The Ragachever, Tavis Paneach, they collected his insights and put it on Torah. Tavis Paneach has a beautiful, beautiful insight. It's quoted in Sefer Or Avram, it's quoted in Or Gedaliah, it's quoted in a bunch of places. The Ragachever offers the following Torah. It's awesome. It's awesome. Why Teilechu? So says the Ragachever the following. A person that wants to be Kona Torah has to do a Maisa Kinyan. If you want Torah to become yours, you have to perform some mode, some method of acquisition. Typically, how do I acquire things? Typically, the way that I acquire things is by like a Kinyan Chazaka. If I want it to be my house, so I have to change the locks on the house, I have to do certain things to the item itself. Typically, that's the way that I acquire items. However, the Rambam writes in Perush HaMishnah in Maseches Baba Basra that there are times where Halicha becomes a Kinyan. There are times where walking somewhere becomes a kinyan. When does walking somewhere make something yours? When it already belongs to you on some level. So if you and I are partners, and we decide we're going to divide up the land, I don't have to do a new Maisa Kinyan. I could just walk there, and I walk on my area, that makes it mine. Similarly, if something is a Yerusha, if many brothers together inherit something, many family members together inherit something, and I go and I'm holich, and a person walks in their area, that also makes it theirs. Because chazakah typically is required to make something yours, But if you already have a connection to it, all you have to do is walk in that place. Says the Rakechaver in Bichosai Teilechu, when we refer to Talmud Torah, we refer to the method of acquisition, the Amelus B'Torah, we refer to it as Halicha, because a person wants to be Kona Torah. But how are you Kona Torah? Just by Halicha, just by going there, through the Amelus of being there. Why Halicha? Because Torah is something which is a Yerusha. Torah is something which already really belongs to you. Torah is something which, when you start learning Torah, you're not meeting it for the first time. You're meeting something which was given over to all of Klal Yisrael and you being a part of it. And when you engage in Amelos B'Torah, when you are Holich B'Torah, what happens is you're able to be Kona it, because you're Kona that which was really yours all along. The Rakechaver says something very beautiful. He says, if you look in the Talmud Yerushalmi, if you look in the Rashi, Masechet Sanhedrin, it sounds like when you're Amel B'Torah, when you're Holich in your Makom to make Torah yours, you aren't just Kona that area that you walked in. But rather, when you're Amel B'Torah, you become Kona all of Torah. That sometimes to a tremendous Amelos in one area of Torah, what happens is you really acquire your whole area. You require all of it that you're connected to. So says the Rakechaver. Hu amal b'makom zeh v'hatorah omeles b'makom acher. Ratzalomer da'idesha amal b'makom echad kana l'chol hatorah af b'makom shelo amal klal. You'll be able to be kona all of Torah, even that area of Torah that you didn't work in. Says the Orgedaliah, Orgedaliah Shor, in light of this, I understand a very powerful question of the Tosfos Yontif. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, Haskenat b'chal lilma Torah, a person should make sure to learn Torah, she'ena Yerushalach, that Torah is not an inheritance for you. Says the Mishnah Avos, make sure to learn Torah, Torah is not a Yerusha for you. Ask the Tosfos Yontif there in Perkei Avos, what do you mean Torah is not a Yerusha? Torah tzivalanu Moshe, Morasha kihilas Yaakov, Torah is a Yerusha for us. What do you mean I have to learn Torah so that I, because it's not an inheritance? Torah is an inheritance for us. Says the Or Gedaliah, something very, very beautiful. You're right that Torah is a Yerusha for you, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, but the Rakechaver explained, you have to make it into a Yerusha. It's not the kind of Yerusha which you get for doing nothing, but the Rakechaver explained, it's Yerusha, but if you want Torah to be, you want to be Kona Torah, you have to do a Halicha, B'chosai Teilechu. You have to be Amal B'Torah. Torah is a Yerusha B'Koach. We have rights into Torah, but if you want to be able to be Kona that Torah, says the Kevin Shah Torah Yerusha, Rak Ditzara, says the Rakechaver, Levarer HaChelek. You have to clarify which is yours. So says the Or Gedaliah, Torah is yours. It is Yerusha. But if a person does nothing, they won't be able to acquire it. If a person doesn't do that Halicha, they're not going to be able to make it really, really theirs. What I think is really amazing is when you put the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rakechaver together. How do I find my Chelek in Torah? What does it mean that I have a connection to Torah? How does a person find it? The Aruch HaShulchan and the Rakechaver really tell us opposite ideas, but when they come together, I think they're very beautiful. For the Aruch HaShulchan, the way that a person keeps Torah, the way a person finds a connection to Torah in many ways, is the Nosein HaTorah, through the new insights into Torah. You want Amelos? The purpose of Amelos is to find new ideas. In Bechosai Teilechu, to find Chiddush, that by moving from one place to the next, that's how you keep Torah alive, that's how you keep Torah very exciting. For the Rakechaver, it's not about the new ideas. It's recognizing that which was always yours. It's about recognizing the chelak that you always had. In Bichukosai Teilechu, be kona the halicha, because I can be kona through halicha, because in many ways, it was always, always mine. I think Kabbalah, Torah, and Shavuos are, it's an amazing thing, Shavuos, for highlighting both of these ideas. On the one hand, the Rakechaver's insight. Shavuos, when it becomes clear to us that we all have a chelak in Torah. Torah was given over. We all have a connection to it. It's passed on from door after door. It's a Yerusha. But I have to make sure that I appreciate that. I have to make sure that I'm Amel in it, to be able to be Kona it. But once I am, I get everything. And for the Taz, and for the Aruch HaShulchan, part of the power of Shavuos was Torah was given over, but no Sein HaTorah. Torah is continually given over. Torah wasn't just given, and that's it. And we're learning the same things that were always learned. But part of engaging in Torah is finding the Chiddush, and finding your chidushim, and finding your chelek, and bringing Torah from one place to the next, and in many ways a deep connection to Torah. For me to find a certain connection to Torah requires both of these ideas. A knowledge that this is something which we are deeply connected to. It's something which we are pre-programmed. It's so much easier to be kona. We're shutfin in it. We're yorshim in it. All we have to do is a halicha, and it already becomes ours. But also to appreciate that Torah is alive. And that Torah is alive not just for us to be kona, that which is ours, but for us to continue to find ta'amim chadashim. For us to continue to find new ideas. If we do that, Be'ezras Hashem, Shavuos will be all the more meaningful. and we'll be able to find our chilek in Torah in what is Be'ezra Hashem, an incredibly, incredibly powerful way in Bechukosai Teilechu. We should merit to be Kone Torah through Halicha, and we should be Zocha to take Torah through a Halicha, to take it from one place to one place, to be always be able to appreciate the Chiddush of Torah.